The vote was both expected and welcomed by the 12 council members who approved it. Councilman Jerry Allen said the change will let adults freely decide if they want to wear a helmet, while cementing the idea among kids that wearing one is not only required, but smart and easy.
The 10 to 15 age group has both the highest fatality rate and the highest injury rate. This is about behavioral control and getting a generation to want to wear helmets.
Councilmember Philip Kingston said changing the law is a must to help launch Dallas's bike sharing program scheduled for later this year in Fair Park.
The bike share program that is likely to blossom through this action of council has been shown in cities around the world to not increase the number of head injuries regardless of whether there's a helmet ordinance in place.
Kingston said keeping the city's strict helmet law would doom the bike share program. He was among three voting against the change because he didn't want any restrictions. But Councilwoman Von Seal Jones-Hill voted against it because she wanted no changes, insisting on safety first.
This is a behavior that I believe should be regulated. And while, again, I recognize that grown people can choose foolishness, I believe that government officials should help them to choose wisdom.
The new law also now permits stunt riding, meaning those wheelies, they're now okay, along with tricksters who try riding on railings or coasting downhill doing a handstand. Bikes are now allowed in public buildings, too, for those who didn't know they weren't. Mayor Rawlings urged every cyclist that, no matter the age, do what he and many other council members already do when riding a bike.
I think I speak for the city council. Kids, wear helmets. Adults, wear helmets. We believe in helmet wearing.
The change in the bike helmet law is immediate. The old helmet-only law had been in place for 18 years. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.